Listen and learn, my friend. I don't know what that means. Hey, this is WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And I don't know who that was, but that was finishing your broadcasting day with Mr. Atavis. So lunar testing on the lunar landscape of lunarness. So they had those. I went and saw that movie True Grit last weekend.
I wanted to see it.
So we went. My daughter and I, who I'm shocked that she wanted to go see that. I know. I was like, eh! And then, but anyway, so they have previews for this movie, and it opens up of like the first moon landing, right? The whole like thing going on there, and
which was fake, by the way.
Well, yeah, we all know that. Yeah. And that was filmed at Area 51, but anyway, so they show like Neil Armstrong landing on the moon and stuff, and then they get ready to go into blackout, which is when they're on the other side of the moon for like 20 minutes. Which really happens, so they don't have any communication or didn't have any communication back then. So what they do in this preview is they run over this to this crater that's hidden where like this, and like you're like, what is it going to be? Like it's a secret. They say we have 20 minutes to get there, and they run over there, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be like some kind of weird conspiracy alien theory or something awesome like that. It kind of is. It was a stupid Transformers movie.
Ugh.
I wanted to punch Michael Bay in the face. God.
Haven't we had enough?
Seriously. Anyway, hi, this is Phil. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. Good morning. Sorry. That was my 2010 rant. This is the best of 2010 episode of the Friday Breakfast Blend, by the way. Yes. And we're going to start off with one that kind of surprised me. And actually, Mr. Atavis, I think you kind of turned me on to these guys. So thank you very much. This is a good 6 a.m. ripper to get you started. An English three-piece full of noise and overdrive. Not really much to say more about this. Except for this is their third release. And boy, be prepared to freak people out on this one. Here you go. This is Archie Bronson outfit and the song Magnetic Warriors from their Coconut album.
It's just a trick of mine.
That's right. That was Magnetic Warrior right there. You know what I'm saying? From the Archie. But, boy, this is sonic toe-tapping and melting blasts from the UK, that's for sure. It's kind of driving, it's a great album, driving, otherworldly, bizarre-ish, and really kind of fun, too, a little poppy as well. And this is another song off the album called, let's see, since Mr. Atavis played Wild Strawberries earlier, like way earlier, I'm going to have to pick something else out. And I think I'm going to pick the second song on the CD, which is called... what is it called? Hula, I believe. Yeah, I would be correct. That's one of my picks there, Archie Bronson Outfit, Coconut from Domino Recordings. So there you go. Enjoy. All right, speaking of, it kind of brings me to this band, really, in a lot of ways. The band I'm a Robot has their third release, and it's kind of and it's called Another Man's Treasure. It's on Echo Park Records. And I bought this thinking it would be much like their first release, a new wave kind of pop blast kind of thing. And I have to admit that I was pretty disappointed when I first heard it, getting something way more mellow, tribal and subdued. So I put it away for a while. Yeah. And then I went back to it with a different attitude. And what do you know? Not that bad at all. Pretty good. So here we let's listen to one of the tracks off of it. This is actually, what's this one called? This one's called Rough Night. And it's a good example of how they are on this album.
We'll be right back.
right. It kind of noises out after that. Yeah, this could be considered their All You Need Is Love record. Yeah, kind of. There's a lot, because a lot of the tunes address that. Very neo, kind of hippie, kind of, I guess. I don't know. But it really has personality that is worth mentioning. It's an abject lesson for myself in expectation and open-mindedness for me. So there you are. Let's play another track from them. And this is called the song. This is the song "Pass It On." I've played it before here. Ooh, it's not really raining, folks. We'll be right back. All right. Thanks for the call. This is I'm a Robot. That's I-M-A. And then robot is a separate word. Another Man's Treasure from Echo Park Records, 2010. One of my picks of the year. And the song Pass It On. So there you have it. All right. Next up, we have Sharon Jones and Dap Kings. I'm going to throw that one to her. Daptone Recordings and her CD, I Learned the Hard Way. Sharon Jones and Dap Kings are already best probably on the planet and new soulful funk these days. And taking the classic spin, and you can just, you know, you can't beat their butt-shaking sound. And they played here several times before, just a really hard-working band. I Learned the Hard Way also proves that this woman is not just a one-trick funky pony, but a great soul artist. And I'm going to play one of the songs right now. And this song right here is called Better Things. Here at WRAR 97.3. Better Things right there. Sharon Jones, Dap Kings. Great soul artist. I would even wager one of the best around today. You know, you feel every word sung and you kind of hang on it. Just like this one right here, which is also on the track. This is a best of show. Duh. And this is called Give It Back here at WRAR.
Give you my love,
Okay, Sharon Jones and Dap Kings, one of my picks of 2010. I learned the hard way from Daptone Recordings. And that When You're Gonna Give It Back is the name of that song. Give It Back. Talented musicians. That's all I got to say. All right, let me read this real quick before. This is WRIR 97.3, by the way, in case you didn't know. And it's the Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil. Good morning. How's it going? All right, let me read this. Cultural organizations, book your date. In accordance with the newly published Richmond Region Cultural Action Plan, the Richmond Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau is offering to serve as the go-to calendar source for events and activities of Richmond's local arts and cultural organizations. Additionally, the Bureau can handle ticket purchases for admissions and events. For more information, call 800-370-9004 or go to www.visitrichmondva.com. All right, next up, speaking of funk, is Rare Soul, local artist. Rare, and the title, I guess, of this is called Rare and Unreleased Funk from Norfolk, Virginia, 1971 to 1973. It's on Arcania International, or Plute Records. It's a great combination of the Backbone Band of the early 70s called Raw Soul, which is Barry Saunders on guitar, Maurice Glass on bass, and Grover Everett on drums. And there are many releases on singles with various different singers from the Norfolk area and beyond. It's a great capturing of some Virginia funk during some peak funky times, you know, the early 70s before disco screwed up a lot of it. So anyway, here's one of the tunes on it. This is one I like to play a little bit often. It's called That Beat's Got the Devil in It. Right here at WRIR. That's a wild song. That's also featuring, you know, this is Raw Soul actually backing the artist Linus Getz. So there you go, proof that funk does exist or did exist in Virginia. You know, this album was some of also has some pretty decent liner notes. We'll school you on the old school. Solid, my friends, solid. And this is actually just the instrumental version of the band Raw Soul because you need to give it to them a little bit. And the song is called How You Gonna Do It? Mm-hmm. From a rare and unreleased funk from Norfolk, Virginia, 1971, 1973, one of my picks of 2010, Arcania International Records, or Plute. You can probably just look up Raw Soul, and it'll come up. Definitely one of my favorites this year. All right, next, let's completely turn this around a little bit, is the Virginia Rocks Exhibit and Richmond Folk Festival. And this exhibit at the Virginia Historical Society, put together by Don Harrison and Brent Hosier and a research crew from Blue Ridge Institute and Museum of Farron College, is, I think it's still there, is a resoundingly beautiful and totally captured exhibit for the true heart of Virginia rockabilly. Rockabilly, they were trying to sell there, as well as at the Virginia Folk Festival, called Virginia Rocks, that actually came out at the end of 2009, and it's a pretty good compilation. It gives you probably some of the best liner notes I've ever read, and in case you missed the exhibit, this will probably cover it pretty darn well, because I think they used a lot of the same thing. But we Richmonders also got to enjoy an earful of some of the living legends, like the Dazzlers, who played during the Richmond Folk Fest this year. And this is their song "Gee Whiz," and it's kind of funny because you see them in the Virginia Rocks thing, and it's all very God, these guys are kids. And then you saw them in their 60s and 70s playing, but they played it out, man. It was pretty cool. So this is the song "Gee Whiz" by the Dazzlers. That was the Dazzlers, who actually rocked it out at the Richmond Folk Festival this year. And they might have played Gee Whiz. I'm pretty sure they did. Actually, there was also a member of the Rocketeens there, which was pretty fantastic, because what they wound up doing was getting a lot of these old rockabilly guys during the Richmond Folk Festival together, and, you know, along with some new artists too, and they all kind of played it out. Deke Dickerson was also there. He kind of like was the band orchestra leader for them all, so it was cool. If you like rockabilly, then this exhibit was required viewing for you. And the CD compilation is also necessary for your collection. I'm going to go ahead and play the Rocketeen song Woohoo, which they did with the one remaining member that was there. It was pretty fantastic. I think it was the bassist that was there. I can't remember. Or maybe it was Vic Mazzell. I can't remember. Anyway, this is Woohoo by the Rocketeens here at WIR. Rocketeens right there, and can you guess the name of that song? Woohoo! All right, that's from the Virginia Rocks CD, double CD set. And one of my picks of the year was the Virginia Rocks exhibit at the Virginia Historical Society and the Richmond Folk Festival, as well as a good compilation CD, which is this one, came out in 2009 on JSP Records. Okay, now it's time to move gears once again here at the Best of 2010 show on Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil D. Good morning. If you're just waking up, be prepared. This one's called The Rough Guide to Bhangra. Yes, it is a rough guide. It's from the Rough Guide CD, or CD, you know, you've always seen them. Who would have ever thought that a label that churns out so much random world music would give you a double dose of CDs worthy of spectacular Bhangra? Well, it's not really fair for me to say that, I guess. Rough Guides do give you choices cuts and bands picked by people that know way more about the music than I do that's going on out there. So this one happened to grab me by the boo-boo and kept my attention and my iPod on repeat a lot. And this is an example why. This band called Tiger Style and the song Bowl, Bowl, Bowl.
Get you.
Right. So not only do you get a great compilation of what is out there now as far as Bangra is concerned, but also included in this CD set is another CD, and it's a 20-year best-of retrospective of one of the hardest-working Bangra bands out there called Akanak. And all of this is only for like $12, so it's a great deal. I'm going to play another song, or play the Akanak CD, the song I kind of – actually, I play these two songs a lot, but there's really a lot in there. It's just I'm pressed for time, and these are kind of the tighter songs. This is called Let's Dance with the Dole by Akanak here at WRR. It's Akanak. Let's dance with the Dole. Yeah, good stuff right there. And worth it. Good pick. Anyway, so next up on deck for the 2010 Best Of Show is Gogo Bordello. Yes, duh. Transcontinental Hustle from American Recordings. So when I saw that Rick Rubin had his stank all over the CD, I was absolutely dubious. He had ruined Gossip CD the year before, and I was expecting this to be equally compromised. But surprise, it actually feels Like he kept his overproduced mitts off of this one, or at least gave merely producing guidance and not necessarily dug too deep in. This CD is a matured Gogo Bordello, still with the same piss and vinegar of the earlier punkiness, but with a more reflective and insightful angle, yet not losing their revolutionary edge, and probably their most approachable work as well. Okay, so here we go. Let's try one of the songs called My Compañera. Here, WRER. I keep saying that every time, I know.
We step together in the river. We trade a fever on turmoil. Last time I saw you was in the middle. I wonder if you hit the soil. Where are you now, my compañera? Your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my sonidera? Who took you from the nest? Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating breaks from down to down. Where are you now, my sonidera? I'm at my final down, down. My final down. Right through the muzzle came my surrender. I had to tear it off my mind. Then hypothermia took over. Suddenly I went blind. Where are you now, my compañera? Your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my sonidera? Who took you from the nest? Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating breaks from down to down. Where are you now, my sonidera? I'm at my final down. Sleep without desire. Would you like window or aisle? Only sky you ever seen. Warrior that's more fragile. Jet lag, hangover, malnutrition. You can't fly in this condition. And if no one intervenes, out of the window is my mission.
Where are you now, my compañera?
Your baby blood stuck in my chest.
Where are you now, my sonidera?
Who took you from the nest?
Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating breaks from down to down. Where are you now, my sonidera? I'm at my final down.
My compañera right there, Gogo Bordello. And but damned if there was a song that spoke out against the whole immigrant, an anthem and probably the most politically active and angry and relevant song of the year from Gogo Bordello's Transcontinental Hustle right here.
Emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada, da, emigrada, emigraniada. We come and rapper every time.
We come and rapper, we come and rapper.
We come and rapper every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We come and rapper
every time.
Emigrada, emigraniada. Emigrada, emigraniada.
Emigrada, emigraniada.
We come and rapper every time. Corridors full. offer true stories. True stories that can be denied. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. We come and rubber every time. Rubber every time. We come and rubber every time.
Gogo Bordello, Transcontinental Hustle, American Recordings, one of the 2010 picks of the year for me. Hey, this is WRERLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. Good morning. I'm doing my best of. And next up is Sleigh Bells and the album Treats from Mom and Pop Records. Okay, unless this band does something really creative and awesome next record, this will pretty much be it. But wow, it is very unique, strange, interesting, and rocking, all in one big mouthful. You take guitarist Derek Miller from the hardcore punk band Poison the Well, and singer from teen pop group Ruby Blue, Alexis Krauss, and you get an interesting combo. Sometimes you don't even know if it's like supposed to be some kind of top 40 attempt that forgot the auto-tuned, or if the head swing, or if it should be just like a head swinging flail-a-thon. Either way, it keeps you attentive. The thing about this album is that every song on the whole album sounds really interesting. I'll tell you about that in just a second. This is the song that probably that I like, one of my favorites, the AB Machines.
Got my A Machines in the table, got my B Machines in the drawer. Got my A Machines in the table, got my B Machines in the drawer. Got my A Machines in the table, got my B Machines in the drawer. Got my A Machines in the table, got my B Machines in the drawer. Got my A Machines in the coffee machines in a drawer.
So you heard a little scream like right at the end there. They just did that once, which is brilliant. You know, what's kind of funny about this CD is that every song sounds like something that should be played at like a football or a hockey game, because it's all very like a cheerleader kind of thing. So you can listen to Crown on the Ground and tell you can't not equate it with a football thing. Anyway, it's an interesting album and worthy. And this is Crown on the Ground right here. This is actually the single that launched the album too. On the Ground, Sleigh Bells, Treats from Mom and Pop Records, one of my picks for 2010. Interesting and worthy. Maybe a one-trick pony. We'll see. Next up, The Dead Weather, Sea of Cowards from Warner Brothers Records. I know. Sophomore release of the supergroup with members of The Kills, Allison Mosshart, Queens of the Stone Age, Dean Fertitta, The Green Homes, Jack Lawrence, and The White Stripes, Jack White. I would have never really tuned into this until one day when I was at the local record store, indie record store, and they were cranking this pretty early in the morning, and the vocals sounded so familiar, The Kills, and some of the effects on the keyboards, I was like, what? Yeah, it's that kind of awesome. Here's an example of that. Gasoline, Dead Weather. Gasoline, baby, The Dead Weather, right there from their 2010 album, one of my picks. Yeah, completely rad and full of interesting stuff, huh? Definitely a 70s vibe with some super new modern energy and sound, and done with like an authenticity that can't be beat, and it also makes you want a little more. So this is another track. This is the last track on the CD. It's called Old Mary, and it's a lot of fun.
Old Mary, full of grease, your heart stops within you. Scary are the fruits of your tomb, and harsh are the terms of your sins. Old Mary, sister of mine, mother to the world, carry this burden now until the moment of your last breath. Now until the moment of your last breath. Old Mary, full of grease, your heart stops within. Scary are the fruits of your tomb, and harsh are the terms of your sins. Old Mary, sister of mine, mother to the world, carry this burden now until the moment of your last breath.
Now to the moment of your last breath. Now to the moment of your last breath. Last breath.
Dead Weather, Sea of Cowards on Warner Records, one of my 2010 picks. All right, this is the Best of 2010 show. I'm Phil D. Good morning. This is WRAR 97.3 Richmond Independent Radio. The Richmond Peace Education Center organized until 10 a.m. To join the walk, meet at the Boulevard entrance of the Virginia Museum and wear black. More information is available at RPEC at 804-232-1002 or by email at rpec@rpec.org. All right, next up for my choices, this is a live show, and it's Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. They also had a CD that came out in 2009 called The Audacity of Hype. And so to confess, Jello Biafra, an alternative tentacles label, is basically how I lived most of my 20s and 30s. He was my punk idol. Really smart guy, great music, and the Dead Kennedys and beyond, and he also gives a crap. So when I heard this new project with members of various other AT bands, particularly Ralph Spite from Victim's Family, another alternative tentacle band that I love, and they had a CD and they were coming to Richmond, man, I had to go because I had never gotten the chance to see the Dead Kennedys when I was younger, and I'd heard that they were doing on this tour, they were doing some DK covers as well, because Jello was turning 50 this year or something like that, or last year. And I think that, this was his last nationwide tour as a band, hurrah. And boy, let me tell you, yes, it was great. It was a pretty modest punk crowd, but definitely enough to have a blast. And he was in perfect Jello form, decked out in like bloody opera surgeon's outfit, and then he took that off and he had some kind of weird American flag shirt and some great new tunes. And the icing on the cake was they did like five or six Dead Kennedy songs at the end, and it drove people nuts. And you know, Jello was in the pit and as smart alecky as ever. It was exactly what I wanted, and I have to say, my favorite show of the year, my favorite live show of the year. It was just it was a dream come true. I know. I got to stop. So anyway, I'm going to play one song from the School of Medicine CD. They played it. This one is called New Feudalism. Here you go. Stella Biafra on the Guantanamo School of Medicine live at the Canal Club, I think in March, somewhere in there. All right, next up, Devo, Something for Everybody on Warner. Just when you thought New Wave was dead, comes back one of the founding bands in a new album. The Something for Everybody CD really was just that. Midway into the year, the band hosted a website that had what they called a song study. And this meant that anyone who signed up to the site and got to preview all the songs they created for this album, and then you got to vote which were to be on it. And then you could see it was graphically just beautiful. And we're going to play one of the songs right here. It's called Don't Shoot. I'm a Man. Devo, Something for Everybody, Don't Shoot, I'm a Man. So along with the brilliant concept of voting for the songs that will be on the album, there was also informative deadpan videos to accompany you during your listening process. It was a brilliant concept, completely Devoian, if I could say that. So unfortunately, the ballad made it to the album, but it's still a good, solid record just the same. And they came to Richmond too, but I missed them, and I heard they were great. So let's do one more song there, and it is called What We Do here at WRAR, Best of Friday Breakfast Blend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually really running out of time, so you can go to the website at WRER.org and check out some of the extra stuff that I'm going to be telling you about for, you know, if you want to, like, write it down and all that are fun at WRER.org. Anyway, one of the ones that I'm a good compilation that I heard this year was I Heart J-Rock. And if you want fun representation of what Japanese rock is all about, look no further than this one right here. There's some familiar groups like Shonen Knife and Toshushe Marire, but good newcomers to America as well, it's like Lazy Guns Brisky and the Melisse. So that's a really nice choice. Anyway, here we go. Here's another one. This is Dynamic Truths, and their CD Understanding is Overrated from Little Black Clouds Records. Richmond local band of the 90s. It is so great to have this terrific band's material compiled on a CD and in a limited pressing as well. It's a great capturing of some of the most talented musicians in Richmond at the time, the 90s. And it does make me feel a little bit old remembering seeing these guys when they played. Or maybe even when I saw them play as Honor Roll before that. But no way, who cares, baby? RVA rules, past, present, and future. And this is a song from their Understanding is Overrated compiled CD. It's called You Take It All. Understanding is Overrated, You Take It All, from the 90s, a compilation of all their material on Little Black Clouds Records. All right, next up, it's 7:34 right now. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Democracy Now!, by the way. And you are listening to Friday Breakfast Blend, and thanks to all the listeners out there on internet land, as well as in your cars or wherever you can pick it up. Next up, B. be prepared. It's The Fall, Your Future, Our Clutter CD, which is on, I didn't even write down the label this time, Domino Records. Yeah, The Fall have been around a long time, and pretty much the only original member left is, and nearing 60, I think, is Mark E. Smith. And yeah, there isn't really much left of what the first few Fall albums were like, but that is okay by me. This CD is a challenge for anyone who likes to understand everything they hear, so beware. You know, so if you like it, if you like, oh, I like my nice pop music, beware. There's a lot of repetition and grumbling vocals that sometimes bubble up and bubbles up and make sense, but you got to be up for it to listen to it. And this puppy rocks, though, in its repetition and in the grumbling. And it's spectacularly rebellious. Once you crack this nut of an album, you are in there and enjoying the world of Your Future, Our Clutter. It's a great title that says so much about our modern world of shopping for crap, just for the sake of collecting material goods, don't you think? Anyway, I'm going to play the OFYC Showcase. It's the first song on the album here at WRAR. Your Future, Our Clutter, The Fall, one of my picks.
Thank you.
stop it, baby. All right, that's the fall.
Plane,
I have no idea what that guy's saying.
Let's be
anyway, your future, our clutter, the fall, one of my picks of the year. Yeah, interesting album, to say the least. All right, now I'm going to go ahead. We're running short on time, and I keep saying that over and over and over and over again. So I'm going to get right to my favorite release this year, which technically came out at the end of 09, but you know, we didn't get it in the studio here till 2010. So Twink Crane's Spectrum Theater Snakes from B Music. All right. So it's really awesome. It counts as a 10 release. So when I first read the review in the studio of this penned by Paul G of Paul's Boutique, it said car chase music. So of course I have to give it a spin, so to speak. And damn, this thing is on fire. It is repetitious in the notion, but it stops there. Each song is a journey in sound, building, developing, and rocking your face off. And we'll just go ahead and do that with the Charmer right here. That was the Charmer, Spectrum Theater Stakes by Twink Cranes. So you can definitely feel the krautrock elements, but there's so much texture, and it blends with some fine sonic keyboard tapestries, and it's tightly off-kilter rhythms, bass rumblings, and just brilliant vocals, very memorable. This is the band that you will sit up and listen and go, what is that? What is this, and how can I get more? Even more listening will realize that these gents aren't only rock musicians, but musical craftsmen. Every time I go away from this and I come back to this album, I learn more, appreciate more, and the next thing I know, I've listened to it three times in a row again. This is the kind of band I wish I could be in, and it is my pick of the year. We're going to do one more from it, and it's called Spores.
Darkest doom and gloom, they call.
Twink Cranes, Spores from their Spectrum Theater Snake CD, and my pick of the year, 2010. Just awesome, awesome stuff. WRAR's programming is supported by Once Upon a Vine, Northside Richmond's neighborhood source for beer and wine from around the world, wishing their clients a healthy and happy new year. Once Upon a Vine offers weekly wine tastings and provides knowledgeable recommendations for pair beer and wine with food and occasions. Open daily at 4009 MacArthur Avenue. www.onceuponavine.us for more information. All right, my last pick is my local pick of the year, Parlor Shakedown. Yes, these guys sound like they have been playing for years, but guess what? They only recently graduated from high school. Smart guys, nice guys, funny guys, and very, very talented. If this is how they sound now, imagine the creativity as they age like a fine wine. Local band of the year and well-deserved of the following that they have. They do a great live show and expect more from them. Actually, I was honored that my band Splort got to play with them at Plaza Bowl, which was also one of my picks of the year, was that show right there. And a little selfish, I know. And miss you, Splork. Loads of fun. And let's just go ahead and play Parlor Shakedown, and we're going to end on that, and then the community calendar, and then I go bye-bye. So Democracy Now! Is moments away. Anyway, this is Baron of Change by Parlor Shakedown. And actually, I'll be on the air tomorrow from 5 to 7 with CeCe for River City Limits. And we're going to be doing a retrospective episode, a couple of bands that we got a little compilation. So you'll hear more Parlor Shakedown from them.
Triggle my beat, please help me steer. I'll feel better if you tug on my ear. Oh, it's nothing, nothing is better without you. Take what you need, I will obey. I'm just a seed, all I need is hay. Oh, everything, everything's better without you. I'm with the facts, I'm an agent of harm. The baron of change has got nothing on his arm. You tell him to leave, but he's just got to stay. You tell him what to say, you say it's not yours. No, it's not yours. Was you, held by just you, the ones who knew me and knew what I could do. Oh, I'm breaking on the inside and the outside. Now I'm with the facts, I'm an agent of harm. The baron of change, I've got nothing on his arm. You ask him to leave, but he's just got to stay. You tell him what to say, you say it's not yours. No, it's not yours. Oh, 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 oh. We fell and we froze in our particular pose. And white, but you know that it's rose. Oh, 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 oh. You fell out of space, you are not Major Tom. I cannot blame Steve and I cannot blame Bob. It's all on your head, you got blood on your eyes. It's all your fault, and now you're not mine. Broke in right into your kitchen. I have to admit that your kitchen is bent out of me. I'm with the fire, cause I'm burning inside. Feel it in my toes and I feel it in my spine. You tell me what to leave, but I just got to stay. You tell me what to say, you say it's not yours. No, it's not yours. We fell and we froze in a particular pose. And why, but you know that it's rose. Oh, 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 oh. You fell out of space, you are not Major Tom. I cannot blame Steve and I cannot blame Bob. It's all on your head, you got blood in your eyes. It's all your fault, and now you're not mine. Particular pose. Oh, 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 oh. You want it painted white, but you know that it's rose. Oh, 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 oh.
space, you are not Major Tom. I cannot blame Steve and I cannot blame Bob. It's all on your head, you got blood in your eyes. It's all your fault, and now you're not mine. Oh no, you're not mine.
All right, local band of the year, Potter Shakedown right there, WRER, Friday Breakfast Blend Show. I'm Phil D. Thanks for listening. This has been the best of 2010.